This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain celebrated the start of the new year by leaving the European Union, completing the biggest single economic change the country has experienced in decades. Britain sealed a free trade agreement a week ago after months of tense negotiations, ensuring Britain and the 27-nation EU can continue to buy and sell goods without tariffs or quotas. Cross-channel freight traffic between Britain and France was moving smoothly Friday in the first hours after London's exit from the EU customs union, dispelling fears of immediate snarl-ups in the wake of the historic change. Hundreds of lorries had crossed into France and left the country for the United Kingdom through the Channel Tunnel, while dozens more were carried on ferries with no reports of any major holdups. African countries began officially trading under a new continent-wide free trade area Friday after months of delays caused by the global coronavirus pandemic. But experts view the New Year's Day launch as largely symbolic, with full implementation of the deal expected to take years. The African Continental Free Trade Area aims to bring together 1.3 billion people in a $3.4 trillion economic bloc that will be the largest free trade area since the establishment of the World Trade Organization. The Philippines will prohibit the entry of foreign travelers from the United States starting Sunday after the more infectious new variant of the coronavirus was detected in the southern state of Florida. The travel ban, lasting until January 15th, covers those who have been to the United States within 14 days preceding arrival in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte's spokesman said in a statement. The measure expands the travel restrictions that Manila announced Tuesday, which initially covered passengers from 19 countries and territories. This is VOA News. It was a different kind of New Year's Eve across the United States in the age of COVID-19, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Nebraska Republican Senator Ben
2021 arrived not a moment too soon for a nation weary of nearly a year of pandemic disruptions and shutdowns, but COVID-19 is still here, and the celebrations were anything but normal. In New York's Times Square, it wasn't about crowd control, but crowd prevention, as very few were on hand to witness the iconic ball drop. Tourist Cole Zeiser was there.
It's our first time in New York on, you know, New Year's Eve, and it's not going to be, you know, what we wanted.
In a sobering note, California officials said Thursday the Golden State has surpassed 25,000 coronavirus deaths since the start of the pandemic. I'm Mike Gracia.
United States President Donald Trump returned to Washington early from his Florida resort Thursday, keeping up his fight with Congress over a defense bill and coronavirus aid checks. The White House posted a holiday video message from Mr. Trump, who has yet to concede his November election defeat to Democrat Joe Biden, in which he praised his administration's accomplishments that he said included its handling of the coronavirus pandemic and rebuilding the economy. A car bomb detonated near a Russian military base in northeastern Syria Friday in the first such jihadist attack in the area against the ally of Damascus, a war monitor said. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group reported several wounded in the attack after midnight in the Tal Saman area in Raqqa province, but did not give an exact figure. There was no immediate Russian report of the incident, which occurred in a broader area controlled by Kurdish-led forces, but where the Syrian regime and its ally Russia are also present. At least 25 civilians have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's troubled east, local officials said Friday, blaming the attack on the notorious ADF militia. The army was chasing ADF fighters Thursday when they found the bodies of 25 civilians who had been, quote, taken by surprise in their fields on New Year's Eve, end quote, the administrator of Beni territory in North Kivu province told AFP. Rescue workers were still searching Thursday for survivors from a landslide that destroyed homes in a Norwegian village close to Oslo, leaving 10 people unaccounted for, including 2 children, and 10 injured. Homes were buried under mud, and some houses were left teetering on the edge of a crater caused by the slide. Authorities issued an appeal to people to not set off fireworks for New Year's Eve, which could hinder the use of helicopters and drones equipped with thermal cameras. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.